So what do you do when you have a staff member leave and you've got them set up on your Google profile? Well, the first thing you're going to do is go to your three dots here, go to your business profile settings, and then manage. And that's why you've got to make sure that you are always set up as the primary owner. If you're not set up as the primary owner and it is a staff member or a team member, and if they are using their own personal Gmail account rather than a David Reed Holmes account, the email account, then you have to make sure that it is switched off and switched over to you as the primary owner, because then that gives you control of how your business actually shows up in Google. So you can see here on the home head office page, the main Gmail account is the primary owner, the David Reed Holmes Australasia. So as long as Ken and Peter have got control of this email, they're sweet. And from there, they can dictate who has control of anything. Now, as an owner can actually jump in and add managers and add different people in. A manager can't. A manager can simply put up posts, change profiles, but they can't delete anything and they cannot add anybody else onto the profile. So that's how you manage your ownership and team. So as a primary owner or an owner, you can actually take that team member or that staff member off. Otherwise, if they're set up as a manager, they can actually jump in and just literally stop managing, take themselves off the account, and they no longer have access to anything that you have set up on your Google Business profile. So that's how you manage your teams. And again, if I can only stress one thing, you have to make sure that you are the primary owner and that you have control of that Gmail address or that email address that is set up to manage your Google Business profile. Now, the next thing that we're going to be talking about is your insights and analytics and actually measuring what matters when it comes to your Google Business profile.